everybody, and welcome to this special on the full moon that happens on the 24th of April, and it happens when the moon is in the 11th degree of Libra. So yeah, the 11th degree of Libra rules the nerve supply to the kidney and the renal pelvis in the human body, and has the Sabian symbol and Professor Perrin Ovary's glasses. So you know me, I'm going to explain more about what that means. But first, I'm going to talk about the astrological, political, worldly, materialistic, mundane meanings and the social impact of the full moon that happens this month in the 11th degree of Libra. So yeah, stay tuned. So yeah, in astrology, a full moon represents accumulation, endings, completion and illumination. And with the full moon being in Libra, the sign of balance and relationships, the focus of this full moon is on harmony, partnerships and justice. So politically, this could mean that there could be a kind of increase in diplomatic efforts and negotiation processes, as this energy calls for more fairness and equality, and also highlights the need for cooperation and compromise in resolving conflicts and making collective decisions on a global scale. So, you know, we may have leaders of different countries coming to a peaceful resolution. It's a great energy to use to resolve any conflicts in our personal lives as well, in workplaces and any other environments on that scale. In terms of the worldly, materialistic, sort of mundane meanings, the full moon can influence financial matters such as investments, contracts and business partnerships. So, you know, people may be more fair in the way that they invest, or, you know, fair in the contracts that they draw up and the business partnerships that they form. Individuals can feel their increased sense of aesthetics, so be more drawn to beauty and seeing things in a nice, pleasant sort of like surroundings. But we must remember not to ignore the real issues, because sometimes Libra energy can be passive aggressive or surface dwelling and ignore the deeper lessons at sort of like play. So, you know, yeah, you know, appreciate beauty, want to bring calm and peace into relationships, but don't ignore the underlying issues. And as the full moon is amplifying the energy of letting go and endings, things may end, but it may be in a peaceful way because of the Libra sort of like influence. So yeah, so in terms of the social impact of the full moon in Libra, it can manifest as a greater emphasis on social justice, equality and harmony within our communities. People may feel more inspired to work with others for common goals and common goods, putting aside personal preferences and opinions, and people can also be more supportive of causes that promote balance and fairness in society as well. On a sort of practical level, we may, as individuals, want to seek more balance in our personal relationships or work towards resolving conflicts through open communication and compromise. It's also a favourable time for meditation and mediation as well, resolving conflicts, as I said. So the 11th degree of Libra governs the nerve supply to the kidney and renal pelvis within the human body, as I said earlier in the intro. So this association with balance and relationships can be seen in the Sabian symbol, which is a Professor Perrin Ovary's glasses. So the call of this full moon wants us to meticulously pay attention to detail and sort of like be on the quest for deeper understanding of our life problems and issues, and just trying to gain a deeper understanding of our life challenges and experiences. On the spiritual esoteric level, the 11th degree of Libra invites us to delve deeper into the themes of justice, balance and collaboration, as I said before, but not only the physical understanding but also on the spiritual deeper level. But yeah, this full moon serves as a reminder for us to seek harmony within ourselves, align our actions with our values and strive for fairness in all aspects of our life. So ultimately, spiritually, the full moon inspires introspection and meditation on how we can contribute to creating a more just and equitable world, but not only that, equality in our relationships as well. And it wants us to explore concepts such as karmic balance, forgiveness and compassion towards ourselves and others as we navigate the interconnected web of relationships in our lives. So yeah, this full moon offers a potent opportunity for self-reflection and growth, guiding us towards embracing harmony, both inside ourselves and externally, in our relationships as well, and actions and the things that we do and habits and stuff. All in all, the energy of the full moon in the 11th degree of Libra encourages us to consider how we can, as individuals, actively participate in promoting equality and social justice within our communities, relationships, and in the world. If you want to think and you feel you can, you know, do this on the global scale, then go for it, start working towards it, start continuing doing the work towards bringing, you know, more peace within our human sort of like communities. So yeah, it wants us to engage in more meaningful conversations and seek peaceful resolutions and foster, create understanding among divided groups. So a lot of the time now in the world, you know, we argue over our differences, but this energy wants us to, you know, make peace with our differences, and not only that, know that our individual ways are not the right ways. They may just be the right ways for us, but they're not always the right ways for everyone else, just respecting other people's differences, different cultures, different gender expressions and stuff like that as well. So as we embody the essence of Libra, we are called to be agents of change and advocates for fairness in the world, you know, and it is a world that often hungers for balance. So yeah, this energy wants us to let go of all things on an individual level that brings us out of balance and allow ourselves to walk into harmony. Now I'm going to talk about the full moon aspects and how they influence this full moon in the 11th degree of Libra. So as I said, the Sabian symbol associated with this full moon wants us to increase our awareness and also the ways that we have intellectual insight, the way we think about things, and with a view of not just, you know, understanding our own side of an argument or the ways that we see the world, but also understanding that other people see the world in a different way, and that's okay, and finding the sort of compromise and balance between those sort of different energies. So yeah, the moon makes a biquintile to Neptune at the time of this full moon, so it allows us and encourages us to trust our own instincts and dig deeper into our subconscious mind, so we can uncover profound revelations that can help us with our life problems and issues and guide us as well. It increases our spiritual connection and intuition as well, and also our ability to tap into our hidden talents and psychic abilities, and this can lead to greater understanding of our emotional and spiritual needs. But before, even though this is a sort of energy, before Neptune aspects, we always have to be on the lookout for this energy of moon by quintile sort of energy. So we may try and escape in subtle ways, so it may not be overt. So we may need to discuss something important with a boss or a lover or something, a friend or something like that. But then we may realise, oh, you know, I've got a deadline, and you may have a bit more time to do it, but you may just say, oh, I can't speak to you because I've got a complete deadline. And where it may seem like, oh, you know, you're focusing on your work, actually you're avoiding having the conversation, and you may subtly escape into drugs and alcohol as well, so just watch out for that. Negatively also, well, not so much negatively, but the moon and the sun also make a square to Pluto at the time of this full moon. So Pluto energy brings up intense power struggles and challenges to our transformation and attempts to change ourselves and let go of things as well, because it can stir up emotional turmoil and push us to confront deep-seated fears and issues that need resolution. So although it can be a time of upheaval, it can be a time of immense growth if we embrace change and face our shadows head on, and anything else, any problems that come up, face them head on rather than running from them. The moon's conjunction to the midhaven at the time of this full moon allows us to sort of like work on our long-term goals and our public image, and it kind of makes our emotions align with our career responsibilities and long-term goals as well. So our inner feelings may become more visible to others and impact how we are perceived in our professional and social worlds. It pushes us to tune into our authentic selves and find harmony between our personal aspirations and outer achievements, but also calls to us to just watch how we talk and the things that we do at this time as well, because you know, whatever happens, I can change how other people see us, for good or for the worse. So yeah, the sun also makes an opposition to the midhaven at the time of this full moon as well. So this brings a clash between our individual identity and what other people expect from us. We may feel torn between asserting our unique essence, you know, our personal expression identity, and you know, conforming to external pressures and what other people want from us. So this celestial tug of war between the sun and the midhaven right now challenges us to strike a balance between honouring our true selves and navigating the demands of the world around us. It calls for introspection on how we authentically shine while also meeting, you know, societal norms. As these celestial energies interplay during this full moon, we are invited to embrace the ethereal guidance of Neptune and the transformative power of Pluto, navigating the intricacies of emotional alignment with our goals and balancing personal authenticity with outer expectations. And this can lead us towards profound self-discovery and growth during, you know, this intense cosmic dance, which is the full moon in Libra. So yeah, because Libra is all about balance up and down and all the rest of it. So yeah, there's also a T-square that's happening at the time of this full moon as well, which has a 36 degree orb tightness. So a T-square in astrology is formed when two planets oppose each other, forming an opposition aspect, while both of these planets are squaring the third planet as well. I hope that makes sense. So yeah, and this creates a dynamic and challenging configuration that often requires resolution or balance. So positively, T-squares can bring kind of like strong motivational energy and give us the potential to support us in growing through obstacles and overcoming challenges. However, it can also bring internal conflicts and stress as well. So this T-square is happening between the moon, midhaven, Pluto and the sun. And so this energy allows us and supports us in being deeply self-reflective, allows us to understand our emotional depths, and helps us to understand our emotional depths and power dynamics within our personal and professional lives as well. So this combination of the moon, midhaven and Pluto and the sun in this T-square wants us to experience intense emotions and can cause us to experience them even if we don't want to, can bring power struggles and a strong drive for transformation and self-discovery on the positive end, you know, as we overcome the struggles that this T-square brings. We may find ourselves needing to change how we relate to ourselves and others, and it sort of like challenges us to find equilibrium, balance amongst the internal conflicts and internal pressures. And you know, if we do this, we can you know, move forward with our personal development. So now I'm going to talk about the saving degrees that are affecting this full moon. So as I said, the moon is in the 11th degree of Libra, but we also have the sun in the 11th degree of Aries, because full moon is all about when the moon and the sun oppose each other, so they're in opposing sort of degree orbs. So as I said, the 11th degree of Libra wants us to be more analytical and critical in our thinking. It can bring clarity and increase intuition to how we think about our relationships, how we're navigating them, and also how we make decisions as well. But negatively, it can lead to overthinking and being, you know, sort of like overly critical of ourselves and others at this time as well. So we just need to counteract that with just understanding, giving ourselves and others the time and space to be who we are and work things out as well. And as I said, to be different and act different to how we want them to expect as well. Because a lot of the time when we like friends or fall in love with people, we fall in love with who we want them to be. And we do this with our parents and family members rather than accepting them for who they are as well. And so yeah, so of course if people are horrible, then they are horrible, and that we should never lie about the reality. So this energy wants us to be more analytical, see things clearly, and you know, just be honest. But we just have to also make sure that we don't overthink as well. The sun is in the 11th degree of Aries, and this forms the optic nerve in the human body, and the Sabian symbol is the president of a country. So this is kind of like an opposing energy. So this energy wants us to step up in our authority, leadership, and take positive charge. So this is good for the letting go, which the full moon always wants us to do. So positively, the influence of the sun in the 11th degree of Aries. So positively, the 11th degree of Aries wants us to empower ourselves, to assert ourselves, and supports us in making bold decisions, being more confident. But negatively, it can lead to egotistical behaviour and power struggles if we don't manage this energy wisely. When we take into account the 11th degree of Aries and the 11th degree of Libra, both energies interplay between analytical and critical thinking and the assertive leadership qualities of Aries. So this combination encourages us to balance our rationality with our confidence, ensuring that the decisions that we make right now are thoughtful. We think about the consequences, but we are assertive in going after making the decisions as well. It's a time to take charge of our life with clarity and authority, while also being mindful of how our actions and words may impact others as well. The full moon in the 11th degree of Libra offers a unique opportunity for us to use both our intellectual kind of prowess, our intellectual knowledge, and our inner strength to navigate challenges and opportunities effectively. Additionally, as mentioned in astrology, Libra symbolizes balance and harmony, while the number 11 is considered a master number in numerology, which represents spiritual awakening and intuition. So the alignment of the full moon in this specific degree amplifies these energies, prompting inner growth and self-reflection. So in terms of the connection to the human body, the 11th degree rules the kidney and venous pelvis, and the kidneys play a crucial role in filtering toxins from our blood and regulating fluid balance, while the venous pelvis is a part of the urinary system that collects urine before it passes into the bladder. So the nerve supply to these organs is vital for proper functioning and maintaining homeostasis in the body, so balance in the body. And the sun's in the 11th degree of Aries, and this governs the optic nerve in the human body. So the optic nerve is responsible for transmitting visual information from the eyes to the brain, allowing us to perceive the world around us. So this connection highlights the importance of clarity, vision, and perception during this full moon. So when we look at the sun and the moon together, we are sort of like encouraged to dig deep into both our internal landscapes and our physical bodies, recognizing the interconnectedness between mind, body, and spirit. The Libra full moon invites us not only to reflect on our external interactions and relationships, but also to turn inward and explore the balance within ourselves. Just as the celestial bodies like the sun, moon, Mercury, Venus, and Mars influence our physical bodies, so too do they offer insight into our emotional and spiritual well-being, and these Sabian degrees provide us with that extra influence to make sure we can navigate this full moon and get the most out of it. I'm just going to talk a bit more about how this full moon may affect our friendships, family, co-work, and committed relationships as well. So in terms of family dynamics, it can make us more emotional and sensitive with our family members, and this can lead to deeper conversations and increase empathy towards each other. But negatively, it can result in conflict, because we may bring up things that people don't want to talk about and increase existing tensions as well. So family members may feel more connected and understanding during this time, but they can also be prone to arguments and misunderstandings due to increased emotions, and maybe some family members or one family member wanting to discuss something that the others don't, and pushing their opinions on others as well. In terms of friendships, this can happen in friendships as well. There can be a stronger sense of, you know, feeling together and solid in a friendship, and friends may support each other a bit more, and this can also, you know, deepen the connection, or you can create new friends at this time. But negatively, miscommunications can come in again, and unresolved issues can surface in the relationship. Well, you borrowed my CD in 1990, 90 and never returned it, you know, old arguments may come up to, yeah, and this can put a strain on friendships if we don't address whatever comes up promptly and effectively. In terms of co-worker relationships as well, this can bring a sense of balance and diplomacy, people wanting to compromise and work together as well, and this can lead to smoother interactions, improve teamwork as well, and just a more harmonious and peaceful work environment as well, because co-workers can find it easier to communicate with each other as well. However, there is a risk of office sort of like politics or power struggles becoming more pronounced during this time. So it's essential for co-workers to maintain open communication and mutual respect. In terms of committed relationships, this can bring a deepening of emotional and spiritual and psychological connection, as well as understanding, as it can make people want to be more balanced and work in unity with their partners and cooperate and be fair in their partnerships as well. And it can make it easier for you to discuss challenging topics without things getting too heated. Although this is a time of release, so decisions can be made to allow stagnant committed commitments, relationships to end. In terms of casual and hookup relationships as well, can bring more romance to the connection, leading to more intense and passionate interactions as well. There can be an increase in emotional depth and intimacy during this period, but it's important to be honest with each other, because being dishonest or passive aggressive can add to tension, and you know, you can lack clarity at this time if you don't be honest. So it's important that people communicate, as miscommunications or unmet expectations can lead to, you know, disagreements as well. So open communication and a mutual understanding of each other's needs are key at this time. Okay, so in terms of karma, this full moon wants us to reflect on our past actions and decisions regarding partnerships and collaborations, serving as a reminder that the energy we put into our relationships will be reflected back to us, influencing our karmic path, and any discrepancies or discord within our relationships may surface during this time. And whatever comes up, as I said, it presents an opportunity for us to address and rectify issues with integrity and fairness. It is also core for us to look within ourselves and at our toxic thought and behavior patterns, and make a plan to change whatever needs changing right now. Okay, so now I'm just going to finish up, start rounding off in talking about the best things for creative professionals, entrepreneurs and alternative healers to do at the time of this full moon. So creatives should use this energy to be more emotionally sensitive and creative in their work, and create more meaningful and evocative work that really evokes emotions in people. So painting, writing, or you know, creating music can be really good and deepen your connections with yourself, your audience or clients at this time. Professionals can use this energy to focus on negotiations and building partnerships, resolving conflicts, seeking compromise and enhancing teamwork in the workplace. Entrepreneurs can use this energy to make important business decisions and network with others as well, as the Libra energy can support you in creating win-win situations and fostering, building mutual beneficial relationships with clients or investors. Alternative healers can tap into the healing vibrations of the full moon to offer sort of like therapeutic treatments and practices that promote balance, harmony and restoration at this time. This is a good time to focus on energy healing, chakra balancing, or meditation practices that help you and your clients align their mind, body and spirit. And lovers can use this energy to be more romantic and bring more balance into their date nights and deepen their connections and increase communications with their partners and strengthen the bonds with more love and understanding in the connection. So in conclusion, as we navigate the energies of this full moon in Libra, we are encouraged to find balance, equilibrium in all aspects of our lives, from our thoughts and emotions to our physical health and spiritual health as well, and mental health of course, and our overall well-being. So by paying attention to both the subtle signals of our bodies and the powerful messages of the cosmos, we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves and our place in in the universe, taking the opportunity to harmonize the mind, body and spirit, and acknowledge the profound influence of both the stars above and the nerves within. And in this cosmic sympathy, we are urged to listen to the whispers of our souls and align ourselves with the rhythm of the universe and the rhythms of our higher self and higher power. So yeah, just as the moon waxes and wanes, so too do the cycles of our lives and flow. Embracing the natural ebb and flow of life can lead us to a place of profound inner peace and understanding. In the harmonious light of the full moon in Libra, we are reminded to embrace the beauty of balance and symmetry in all aspects of our existence. So yeah, you know, release, let go, try and find balance, understanding, practice active listening to not only other people but your own inner thoughts, and just start or continue the work of letting go of the things that you need to let go of so you can live a more balanced life. So yeah, that's the end of this special on the full moon in the 11th degree of Libra on the 24th of April 2024.